T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jason's here. He's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Here's my opening question for you. Do you have hairy legs?
Moderately hairy, perhaps more dense than the hair on the top of my head. So,
Adam Carter, 0 to 10, how hairy are your legs?
Oh, they're probably, I would think, probably a 7.5. But although I think I've talked about this before, I have... The hair on my legs ends right above my ankle, and then my ankles are totally bare.
Hmm. That's interesting. Weird. Weird is a better word. I'm like a 3. Okay. I'm light in that area. I bring up this edgy topic because I won't reference him. It's an insider I rely on a lot for what's going on with middle school and high school events. And my insider, we're talking recently about it's going to be in the 80s and 90s, and my insider has a number of shorts. And I said, why won't you wear shorts? And he says, the girls no longer like hairy legs at all. In fact, it bothers them a great deal. Because of that, my insider will no longer wear shorts to school. Okay. You guys also fall in this area. Jason DeRusha, with 2 boys, middle school, high school. Have you heard about this push against those in the hairy leg community?
I have, and I've heard the same sentiment from my kids. I would say if Adam is a 7, I'm probably a 5 on the hairy leg scale. But, this is, once again, it's a war. It's a war on hairy legs. It's a war on everything that we hold sacred as a nation, yeah, as far as I can tell. I don't know what's going on in our schools today, but I hope we could get the media on it. And by media, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's a war against the alpha male. I mean, it's
alpha masculinity.
Males, alpha males, yes, are hairy legs.
It's against masculinity, yeah.
Or maybe it's just, people like a nice, smooth, silky kind of calf.
We know that Adam Carter does.
Mm. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Nair. They still make Nair.
Well, you know what I have to say about this one?
Let's hear it.
My body, my choice. That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
My body, my choice. Adam, I think you should be the voice of this. I think you have to be the voice of outrage. But I think you also need to talk to your oldest girl about this. What grade is Morgan in?
Freshman.
Freshman. 9th grader. Prime age for this. You need to ask Morgan if she's bothered by boys with hairy legs. Because my insider said the girls have made it known. Now, which girls? I don't know if there's a hairy leg spokesman, but... This insider was like, nope, I'm not going to take the abuse.
What you when want? You, I mean, what? Let's say the legs are free of hair, but what if you got a big thick coat of hair on your back? What does that do for you?
Well, does anybody like it?
Yeah, nobody wants that. What I've observed is basically what's happened in the high school and middle school is I would describe it as a hair relocation program. So hair on the legs out. Hair on the legs is out. The kids have the biggest mops of hair on their head that you could ever imagine.
Yes.
That is very it. Very it.
That is.
And as you know, I believe Ron Popeil is who created kind of the hair-droquatic equation, I believe is what it's called. And so there's kind of a finite amount of hair that can be distributed around the body. And so the kids have just sent it all up onto these mullets and curly hair.
HRP. Stop teaching our kids HRP.
Yeah, the hair relocation program. Yes. I'd like to hear from people. Is this just middle school and high school, or those who are attracted to men? Are you also against hairy legs? I mean, hairy legs. I mean, I don't think manscaping is a new concept, is it?
No,
not at all.
No, I own a manscaper. Fine.
Okay, so when some thinks of manscaping,
I used to hire one. Yeah.
What? Good to know. Good to know. We're going to pursue that. I can assure you. When we think manscaping, is it just below the Mason-Dixon line? Is it anywhere in your body?
Right.
It's anywhere. I'm thinking of men shaving their chests, too.
Yeah, that also counts as manscaping to you?
Yeah. Chest, back, all that.
Dan, now, if your significant other made it known, would you shave your legs for her or him or whatever the case may be? But would you do
I'm not hairy at all. Dan and... well, particularly Adam is taking the gaze of my legs more than anybody. And he knows. So so I'm doing it in the hypothetical, but hypothetically, I'm a yes. If I was particularly hairy and Carlo's like, you know, I really don't like that.
Right.
I think I'm a yes. Now it's easy for me to say that when I don't have to do it. How about you, Jason? Alyssa says, come on now.
Shave
the
back.
This
time
is just,
to shave the
it's
back,
not working
Jason.
For me. I love everything about you, but even, you know, bumping up against you, you know, the hair on the legs, no, I'm out.
Well, I mean, I could go, I mean, which way is funnier for me to answer this, I guess is the question. Like, that's where I'll go. If she said, I would say I would agree, but I would make her shave them.
Well, okay. Are you going to wax your legs so they never go back? Or is this going to be like a, I don't know, monthly ritual?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends like how many nicks I get on the first effort by her. But
yeah.
I've waxed. Yeah. I mean, I've waxed some things in the past.
Dan,
thanks for leaving it up to the imagination.
It was a Brazilian. Just be honest, Jason. It was a Brazilian.
Okay.
We're going there.
Want that saved audio for a project down the line. Okay, for a project down the line, I want Jason's audio. I've waxed before. You know, I want that saved. Okay, for a future project. Okay, Adam. Jen goes to you, the love of your life, your high school girlfriend, you're back together, you're happier never, and she tells you, Karts, I've kind of changed my view. I've changed my view. I don't like the hairy legs. Can you help me out a little bit?
Yeah, I'd have no problem. When it comes to, like, my body, I don't mind, you know, altering things.
Okay. What else?
Mark that one.
Are you willing to alter?
Back. Hold on. For a project.
Let's save that for another project also. Text me. What else is Adam willing to alter on his body? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That's what we're all about. That is what we're all about. Yep. We'll talk COVID next segment with Mike Ostrom. I think a natural transition from
tell
this
him
particular
to top.
This.
Yeah. Maybe Mike will talk about some things he's altered.
Yes, exactly. Adam,
the numbers.
I'm just going to say.
He's altered the numbers.
Exactly. He's making money on it. Both of you have access to the Vibes, the texting contraption. The word penis and penile has never been texted as much as it was during this last break. Okay? I'm just going to say.
Including
Adam, would you agree with me?
I don't know. I mean, have you listened to all the Healthy Matters on the weekends? I mean, we don't have it anymore, but I have to imagine that was a topic at some point.
Do we really think on Healthy Matters on WCCO?
We just talk... Sunday we will be talking penile implants.
Yeah. There's no way.
With all the ads we run for ED, you're telling me we can't even have a show on that?
Well, I know this. We can run the ads. Okay, we can the ads where, I mean, it's... We'll do anything.
This is a serious problem that affects a lot of people. You're just trying to trying to improve some lives. I don't see the problem.
Bingo.
I don't know why you two are making jokes about this. This is very, very serious business.
I know
for sure.
We're not taking serious now. Bingo. It's war on alpha males, and this coming from a female who sees the battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell you what.
Nailed it.
Logging it
another
out every
text.
Day.
Yep. Would Adam consider altering his pecs or calves with implants?
Not the calves. I think my calves are all right. But the pecs, yeah.
Sure.
We'll use a little firming up of the pecs.
You're rather proud of your calves. Is that what you're telling
me? I mean, not Olight. I don't think they're not Phil Mickelson-esque, but they're not bad.
Jason, add any implants to your body.
I think I need more things taken away is really more what I need. Yes.
Addition by subtraction.
Yes. Yep. And I would be more than willing. Like, let's go.
Let's go.
Hook up the Dyson or whatever they do to get that. I'm ready. Hi, Jason Drescher. I don't know how that.
I mean, Dyson is a great product. It would not shock me if this is a future endeavor for the Dyson.
Dyson liposuction. Why not?
Could we do it sometime coming up during the 12:35 segment?
Me get liposuction?
Yeah.
Does it? Sure. Let's go.
How about the cool sculpting thing? If I keep eating at night, I might need a little cool sculpting around the midsection. You know, so
I think I might need a little more than the sculpt. You know what I'm saying? But I think for some people, I've actually tried that. I think cool sculpting is. I've tried it before. It's cold.
Did you like it?
What?
Thank
you. Sure.
It's cold.
It's very cold. I'm a journalist. That's the kind of insight I can give you. Cool sculpting? Let me tell you about it. Cold. Real cold.
Yes.
Yep.
Do you feel like we accomplished a lot because we have to go? How do you feel about it?
Never better. I think this is one of our... Could you just send this to the Marconi people right now?
Absolutely.
Havoc's on the line.
Yes, they will. Thank you, sir. Linda's construction time check is 12:57. Time to make sure that GAF asphalt shingles could be applied to your roof and get it done quickly. And Dan, I've not talked so long.
No, yeah, you might as well just go to 05 at this point.
I might as well just go to 05. Andy Lindis will help you out with the GAF asphalt shingles. Mike Ostrom, you got a question for him? Text away right now, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.